globalists, but then the generals that implement it are people like John Podesta, Senator Blumenthal, Barack Obama. Before it was Hillary Clinton. She's not really in charge of anything now, the deep state. So they're kind of rivals with Obama. You got different camps in the whole leftist New World Order system. And so they are 100% about to pull some major stuff. And we can look at the different angles of that we have, but we should be asking ourselves, why isn't Trump coming out and saying, you know, it's really strange. They keep saying, I'm going to have martial law and use the military and everybody. But whoever's running the Biden-Harris operation, the deep state, you know, whoever's loading her teleprompter has told the DOD to issue a public statement they're preparing for war with the people because of imminent civil unrest and terror attacks. Trump needs to get ahead of this. But even if Trump isn't going to get ahead of it, because that sounds too alarmist, we have to. And again, I would ask Trump and his people, and I can call him up, I can get him on the phone. And, you know, Trump and his people, they'll go, oh, yeah, that's really smart. That's really a great idea. And then they'll do the opposite sometimes. Sometimes they listen. But it's extremely frustrating. I've used the analogy of you drive through a green light and you look over and some drunk or some old lady, those are just cases I've seen, runs the red light at 60 miles an hour and you go, holy hell, I'm about to get T-boned. And you make the split-second decision. You slam the brakes on, you hit the accelerator. How do you get out of the way of this car? And I've dodged them a few times. A few times I haven't dodged them. Those are the wrecks I've had. As a tornado blew us off the road once, me and my dad coming back from Fredericksburg. It's got to be 16, 17 years ago now. And the other times I've had people run red lights and hit me. And time slows down. And that's how I feel with 18 days of the election. I'm just sitting there watching them totally get ready for martial law and flipping all the switches, and they've got it all ready. The other analogy is like a meal. The table's set, the candles are lit, the kitchen door is there, the doors are opening, and here come the dishes. And they've got covers on the dishes, but I can smell them. And I'm like, that doesn't smell like a delicious ham or a turkey. That doesn't smell like roast beef. No, that smells like death. That smells like martial law. And of course, I've been in the kitchen over the years, 30 years on air. I know what they cook in the kitchen. So they're bringing the dishes over, and I can smell the stench of death, and I'm like, boy, this is really bad, folks. So here we are. And I can harp on this till the cows come home, but stage violent attacks on Harris or Biden. They could kill Biden, say a Trump supporter did it. Kill Harris. They may even do that. Or try to kill her, or say they tried to kill her and blame us. Truck bombings of any big gathering of black people. So they'll hit a mass shooting in a black grocery store. I predicted 2 weeks before they actually did it in Buffalo. Remember that a few years ago? So they'll probably hit a black grocery store in the next few weeks. Something like that. And also said black church, black college, you know, wherever there's a bunch of black people, they'll truck bomb it because that's easy to then cover up and then say the patsy, you know, died the bomb or something. I mean, that's their MO. Or they shoot Trump's plane out of the sky with a surface-to-air missile and say Iran did it, and then kill two birds with one stone and go to war with Iran, and that's your big October surprise. Or they do the big cyber attack and knock out a bunch of the power and communications to disrupt the election, so they have an excuse to have a bunch of battleground states go on past November 5th. And the FBI and the Department of Defense put out memos, oh, yeah, Trump supporters are going to get violent. when the election goes longer in 60 minutes. Oh, imminent. Trump's going to cause violence. I mean, you see him scripting it. I wonder if some new big hurricane will form and, you know, just magically smack right into the conservative areas of battleground states on the East Coast. And then with this climate of all these foreign fighters and military-age men here, and Trump saying, I want Army Special Operations to protect me because the Secret Service can't because Biden won't give them enough Secret Service. And so there's a backdrop of it'll look like we need the military because we will, because we've been put in a position of that crisis. See how that works. And now the president said, put that New Yorker magazine headline back up. Yeah, there's so many headlines every day, everywhere in corporate media, and the Atlantic Monthly is the CIA mouthpiece. It's actually the Jeffrey Epstein. Basically, the magazine's published or was published literally from Epstein Island. The owner of it is one of the most frequent attendees, Steve Jobs' wife. Martial law would sweep the country into a great legal unknown. The prospect, while still remote, is purely hypothetical in the current crisis, and the risk is great. Oh. So, and you got New York Times headlines. Time to get rid of the Constitution. Another New York Times headline. Don't ask questions. That's disinformation. And now official publications for young children in public school tell them, don't ask questions. Don't question. And now Trump has asked for military aircraft that have flares on them and alarms so that if a surface-to-air missile is fired, they fire flares so the heat-seeking missile doesn't go right into the engine. And then the media spins that like Trump wants martial law. No, the military 100% can have that function of defense and protection. And the military can be called out by governors, by the president, you know, if there is a major terror attack. But when you go to the training that I put in my films, has even been on local and national news, and what you saw in Katrina for gun confiscation, the main focus and in O'Biden's June 2021 national directive is to take on Trump supporters. And we've seen all of this big push everywhere. To normalize this in America. So the system's going to lose if they don't create a big crisis. And so they're going to create a big crisis. How do we get ahead of it and expose them and stop them? And how do we make a move where, okay, that car, split second decision, that car is about 50 yards, 40 yards, split second. Well, this is your brain in like a millisecond. Well, I'm driving a high-powered car. Let me look in front of me. Okay, the other car's 50 yards ahead of me. I can do rapid acceleration. All done in a millisecond. And car misses you. Barely. And that's where, but see, we got to make the decision. And it'd be a lot easier if we got Elon Musk talking about this and Trump talking about it, and Tucker already is, and Joe Rogan. Because once they get their permanent civil emergency, is what we'll call it, martial law in place, then they can have new lockdowns and new forced injections and internet kill switches and shutting down other talk show hosts and disappearing people and Lawfare. And the climate gets a lot darker in that scenario. And you say, well, would they dare do that? That's their only move other than backing off and capitulating. All right, I'm going to talk about the attacks on free speech that have gone to the next level against Elon Musk, myself, and others. Biggest developments yet on multiple fronts. I'll cover that the first 20 minutes of the next hour. Then Roger Stone joins us with a bunch of big breaking political news and inside baseball. Please remember, as you see all of the news, the feds have filed to take my name and say I can't use my name and real Alex Jones and take it away from me and steal my identity. We can beat it in court. It's going to take legal actions and federal battles, and it'll go on. And that alone will cost $300,000 in the next 6 months. They'll spend millions against me. Well, if you go to realalexjones.com, that's the Give, Send, Go account. We haven't raised $300,000 yet. I haven't checked it today. Let's pull it. It was like $280,000 yesterday. And I've got four other legal actions I got to fight. Trump needs hundreds of millions to beat all the fake crap on him. I just need millions. Okay? So go to realalexjones.com and make a donation there to the Legal Defense Fund. Realalexjones.com. Realalexjones.com. I mean, it's not like I'm playing games here. It's not like the enemy doesn't try to get us off the air. It's not like we're not effective. So if you don't bet on us, you're betting against yourself. I want to thank those that have supported. I want to encourage those that are on the fence. What are you doing? This is going down. You're like sitting there in the intersection about to get T-boned. RealAlexJones.com. And you go to the AlexJonesStore.com. They have so many great, amazing T-shirts and great supplements like the Ultimate Sea Moss that's so incredible for your whole body. It's all at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it's up to 55% off, but that sale's about to end. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Are the second fastest growing industry.